So good morning, everybody. It is about 6:52 a.m. On a Thursday, raining, torrential downpour. It is so crazy. It just lined up that I'm home today. Most of the time I go, I'm up and I'm getting ready to get out of here so I can go to work. But I'm up and I'm chilling. I've been on Instagram, and I've seen some very interesting stuff there that's pointed me to YouTube, and which reminds me I have more videos I have to put up. But I decided to come here because still on the run, it's such an important platform for me, and I wanted to make sure that I moved forward, kept forward with the times, kept staying on that leading edge, and taking my cues from the universe as they come. So I'm here, and I will be recording podcasts here, talking about things like I do over at Dill on the Run Instagram, and also over at Bathing in Herbs and Dill on the Run on YouTube. Also, I have a Dill on the Run page at Facebook, which is not that active because I'm more active in other things, but I'm pushing forward. You know, this is a new frontier, and I am totally excited for what the future holds with this creative platform that asserted itself to me the other day. And I decided, you know what, let's get this started. Anchor looks like the move. And I really like the very ease of use that I'm finding, that I kept finding every single time I was in here yesterday, because I was listening to all kinds of podcasts yesterday, pertaining to really at one channel, but listening to quite a few of their podcasts. Because I just wanted to get a feel for what I'm listening to. There were a lot of questions that were being posed to the channel I was listening to. I think it's called I Should Start a Podcast. It's an Anchor, an Anchor podcast. It's very good. So, yes, good morning. I had to get ready and make some coffee, get my day started. I have to be here to help welcome people who I think are still coming to do some work in my house today. But the weather may really knock that out, because I don't know. I'm not certain. But I'm off today literally for that reason. So, and I'm excited about it. So, I wanted to just say, hey, it's Dill on the Run. I'm here. And I'm active. Oh my God. I mean, like, I have not done a show here first at all. I'm familiar with doing podcasts or doing blog talk radio. That's what I used to do a lot. And I love the platform of Anchor. I love it. I love that I click, hit the button, and I'm in. I love it. I know that there's editing and stuff that has to happen, which wasn't necessarily the case over there, but I'm looking forward to this. So, what to do? And I know that this is where editing's going to come in, because I got to put in my stuff, my little interludes and stuff like that. But what to do? So, Dill on the Run, there's a lot going on right now. Dill on the Run is where I talk about a lot of political things. I talk about community things. I talk about community things that loop back to Bathing in Herbs within regards to Black spirituality, Black magic, Black mother magic, Black mother kitchen magic. We're going to be having a lot of discussions about that. And as I move forward and continue to bring what I'm doing here, because I want to create this form of talking of also a bank of different shows for people to come to and listen to so that they can get knowledge about different things. So, as you all know, I am a huge, huge, fan of, I think is one way I would put it, the law of attraction, and also Abraham Hicks. I also love Sanaa Roman, Dwayne Packer of Orin and Dabin fame. And over the years, I've learned so much within regards to how, like, different books always point me back to Black Mother Magic, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, different things, different modalities, different things I'm being made aware of, recordings and stuff like that, point me back to what is great within our community that's already working, but I may have forgotten. Or, you know, it's not at the forefront of my mind, right? So it may point back to it because more so in our community, it could be a little bit more vague. I won't say necessarily vague, but I will say the steps are not laid out as clearly because it hasn't been chewed on in the way it has in these other communities that I'm mentioning right now this morning. Because Abraham, don't get it twisted, Abraham, who are channeled by Esther Hicks, are, they are their own community, okay? They are their own community, and the people that follow them are their own community. So it's a whole bunch of communities have fun together. But they've really taken the time to push forward and continue to tweak out any air bubbles in their process and bringing you a very strong, consistent way of understanding that we all are one, which is, I want to break that down a different way, meaning that we all are one mind. We all are going through different things all the time. And there's somebody out there, someone out there has an answer to what we are going through, no matter what. I say that because a lot of the times I could be going through whatever, and I'm a person, you know, I get up daily, as I've also let everybody know over at Dill on the Run, on Instagram. It's also announced at my YouTube. You know, for people that just generally know me, I'm a priestess of About to Lie. And it is big, it is beautiful, it is amazing. And completely, as I mentioned in a video over YouTube, in line with everything that I do. As a matter of fact, I mean, it's not in line, it's the first thing that I do. But it feels like to me that after prayer, after I get up and I make sure that I stay on my path, that then as the flower or, you know, the bud is opening up for me for that day, I see so many things that come forward from different areas that do nothing but answer any questions I've had in prayer. And they come from many different communities. You know what I mean? They'll come from Abraham. They will definitely, I see messages all over the place. I got to say that. And I'm very grateful that I do see the messages everywhere, because then the answers are coming forward, which then dovetails me into a whole nother process that allows for more answers to come, which points me back to all of us being one, as far as all of us chewing on in some kind of way a question that somebody on this planet has. Somebody has a question and somebody has the answer. It is so remarkable, and I had to say consistent, how I could be going through anything and I will, you know, trying to get my little emotions around things together. I will take and type in keywords at YouTube And the video will literally pop up around Abraham. I always put the Abraham Hicks name in it, but a video will pop up. And then I tweak it according to what I understand within regards to how I live my life. And it's like nothing in my life takes a backseat to any other process. They all work together. So I wanted to say that here at Dylan and Run, we're going to be discussing spirituality. We're going to be discussing goals being achieved, how to achieve them, what to do. We're going to also be discussing, I have a 30-day challenge that I do. I'll be announcing it here again in the future. This is really something I love doing. As a matter of fact, I did it at Facebook and at YouTube, specifically under Dylan the Run at Facebook, because it was more so a community work. You know, it's a 30-day challenge to give back to yourself the ability to center and focus yourself on what it is that you want to achieve. It's like having vision boards that are on Skittles, for lack of a better term. Like I take the vision board process and really sit down into it. And the thing is, the last time that I did this, a lot of everything that I've been doing, I want to say, matter of fact, I need to get out my boards, but I want to say, because I want to start crossing things off, a lot of stuff has just come to full fruition and I'm like done and ready to move forward. And I'll probably be hosting another 30-day challenge here soon. It has been a beautiful process, like a really beautiful and amazing process. It's not something that's for the faint of heart. It is quite amazing. It's because when you put your stuff up on, you know how you put your stuff up on the board, you cut out your little pictures and stuff like that, and you go for what you're going for. And then things start to happen. You know what I mean? Things start to happen. Your life begins to manifest things that you're not so, I want to say, confident will happen in the beginning. You're just not. You know what I mean? But as they start to happen, and it is a seamless process, and you go back to that board and you cross it off, it takes some time. But I think, I remember a friend of mine telling me years ago, someone I heavily respect, I would consider her a mentor, because she was somebody that really turned me on to a lot of different modalities when I was much younger. She said years ago she went to some type of, I need to invite her on the show too, see if I can get up to her place of business, sit down and we can do a show together, talking about stuff. But my point is, she had gone to a workshop they had a process where they were saying, you put things into your super subconscious mind and then they come forward. I'm really simplifying it. But that is what that 30-day challenge did for me. The name of the challenge is called the Your Mind, Your Life Challenge, meaning that anything you put into your mind is what your life is going to be. So the premise behind the Your Mind, Your Life Challenge is that if you want a certain life, you must put into your mind on a regular basis things that are going to let that type of life come out of you, come to you. You understand what I mean? So the 30-day Your Mind, Your Life Challenge is very intense. It's very intense. It's not intense work that requires that you're in a gym, but it is intense work. It is intense because, number one, you have to follow through with it. That's number one. Number two, you have a lot of writing you got to do. And I really physically want people to write, because there's something about the connection between writing and what you put into your mind and what you are imprinting on yourself that is just very, in my opinion, very quantifiable. Like, I can tell you about writing things in many different journals and then seeing these things come to life within months. Okay? Months. Weeks sometimes. So the Your Mind, Your Life challenge is very intense. And also, I don't have limitations on the amount of goals. You may want to start out with one goal, but I've put like 5 goals up on a board before, and then you begin this process. It's very beautiful. I am going to do it again because it was awesome. I think I want to do. I think I did 2 of them back to back. I did 2 of them back to back, and they were life changing. They were literally life changing. So, that being said, I will be hosting that here. I'll be talking about the Your Mind, Your Life challenge and hopefully bringing some people on that can tell me exactly what experiences they've had. The next time I'm here, I will do a recap of my Your Mind, Your Life challenge, the last one that I did, and everything on it that has been achieved. Because a lot has been achieved, y'all. I mean, I'm telling you, even when it comes to, I think I had a goal on there within regards to like my physical form, my body, as far as weight loss, feeling very good in my skin, feeling strong, that whole thing. That came forward. And I tell you, that was very organic. Because I can't tell you that I did anything specific at all. Because I didn't. But it just came forward. It became very natural for it to present itself to me and for me to follow through. So I will be back here to talk about that. There's going to be so many topics I'm going to be talking about. I'm also going to dive into this government shutdown, which I'm still amazed, like, that this whole situation is what it is. But I'm going to have some conversation about that, you know, because it's like, wow, it's having a major effect on people. I will be here to talk about a lot of things that affect our community. So I wanted to say good morning. I wanted to say hello. I am new here, but I will be a force here. Okay, everybody. Have a great day. If you are in the Philadelphia area, keep an umbrella handy. All right, everybody. Have a good day. Bye.